Hey, this is Chris. Hope you're doing well, and welcome to Popcorn Finance, the show where we discuss finance and about the time it takes to make a bag of popcorn. A couple of weeks ago, on episode 314, we talked all about what a recession is, and this is because it's been all over the news. You may be wondering, like, why are we talking about a recession all of a sudden? Well, there's a lot of factors, but one of them is what's going on in the stock market. Back on June 13th of 2022, the stock market fell into what is referred to as a bear market. So the S&P 500, which is just a major index looking at 500 of the largest companies in the U.S., it fell 3.9%. But in total, it had fallen 21.8% below the most recent high back on January 3rd. Now, bear markets have happened before and they'll happen again. We actually just had one in 2020, not even that long ago. It was right at the start of the pandemic. But you may be wondering, well, what is a bear market? So way back on March 27th of 2020, I put together an episode. It was episode 179, and I spoke with Caleb Silver. He's the editor-in-chief of Investopedia. He's one of my favorite guests to have on to talk about all of this investing stuff. We talked about what a bear market is and why they happen. And I want to play a clip from that episode for you because I want you to listen back and I want you to pay attention to how we talk about the bear market at that time and see if you notice any similarities to what you're hearing right now. A term I'm hearing thrown around a lot, I'm sure a lot of listeners are hearing this thrown around as well, is this is a bear market. What does that mean?
Well, a bear market traditionally means when stock prices or indexes or any security falls 20% from its most recent high. So most recent highs for the U.S. stock market were just in mid-February. Markets have fallen 25-30% since then. So we have fallen into bear market territory, and that is just a steep decline in asset prices. And this has been a very sudden one, brought on obviously by the coronavirus and the economic impacts that it's going to bring.
Yeah, I mean, it's been intense. I think that feels like a good word to use for what's going on with the stock market right now.
It's been intense. It's been volatile. And on Wall Street, they say it's been face ripping in that it's ripped your face off. There are very serious economic circumstances that are coming down the pipe that are going to, a lot of Americans are going to be challenged with. So we have to brace ourselves for that. And we got to be there to help others because they will need us.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. For people who are just trying to kind of wrap their mind around what's going on and why the market is reacting the way it is there a way to kind of explain this, I guess, easily for someone as to why the stock market is dropping in, you know, such a quick fashion?
Sure. I will start with some very basics about human nature. And we are driven as humans by fear and greed. And when stocks are in a bull market and they're raging and asset prices keep rising, you could just say we're overly greedy. When stock prices are in this very aggressive decline in volatile times, people are fearful, and stock prices always react into the extreme. But from a technical level, stocks, which are basically fractions of companies, pieces of companies, are valued on the future profitability of a company. So they're valued on what we call price to earnings ratio. The price of the stock should be based on its future earnings. It's a bet on the future. And right now, because so many companies are either tightening their belts, they don't know what sales or profits are going to look like going out one quarter, even next week, because of the coronavirus and the fact that everybody's closed, they can't give an accurate estimate of what their profits or their sales are going to be. So there's no way to price them. So investors are just selling them because it's too risky. If you don't know in uncertainty, investors sell.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you for breaking that down. That's something I hear a lot. I know at work, my coworkers, I see it a lot online. People are saying, should I sell? I mean, what's going on? They're very fearful of the current situation.
Yeah, it's a question we get all the time. Should I sell? Is now the bottom? Is now the right time to buy? Everybody's wondering about how to time the market. When should I start buying again? And that's extremely dangerous. We call that trying to catch a falling knife. Well, not only would you be trying to catch a falling knife right now, that knife is on fire. So you'd be catching a falling, burning knife, and that's how people get burned and lose a lot of money. But it all comes down to this. Should you sell your stocks is a great question. If you are in the market, if you're invested in stocks for the long term, in other words, you're investing in the stock market because you want that money for retirement in 5, 10, 20, 25 years out, you shouldn't sell your stocks because we go through bear markets. Stocks usually recover. The average annual return is somewhere between 6 and 8, 6 and 9% a year. So If you sell now, you may miss those gains on the way up and you will lose the ability to compound your wealth. So it's very dangerous to sell when stocks are falling because you don't know where that bottom is and you don't know when they're going to start rising again. But it's all based on your goals. If you need the money you have in the stock market, or you are thinking about investing in the stock market, but you're going to need that money sooner, let's say in the next 6 months or a year, your money shouldn't be in the stock market. It's too volatile, especially right now. But if you're a long-term investor with those types of goals, retirement, the purchase of a home, sending kids to college, etc., keep your money in the market. Keep investing because it's the fastest, best way to compound your wealth over time.
Caleb made two very important points during our conversation. Point number one, if you're investing for retirement, meaning you're investing for 10, 20, 30 years out into the future, you shouldn't be worried about this anyways. You shouldn't be selling because you don't need this money for a very long time. The stock market is very cyclical. It goes up, it goes down. But historically, in the long run, the value of the stock market has risen. So what happens in the short term shouldn't matter to you. And point number two is, if you need this money within the next 6 months or a year, it shouldn't be invested anyways. It should be in a savings account or at the very most like a short-term CD, because you don't want to put the money that you need right away in a risky situation. There's no need to take that type of risk. It needs to be somewhere safe. Just for a little context, that interview that you just heard, that went live on March 27th of 2020, 4 days after what would be officially the end of that bear market. We just didn't know at the time. And less than 5 months later, on August 18th, the S&P 500 returned back to its pre-bear market high that it reached on February 19th. By the end of 2020, the S&P 500 was up almost 11% from that old high in February of 2020. But get this, it was up almost 68% from that low in March of 2020. So imagine if you had just sold a bunch of your stocks out of fear. You would have missed out on all of that growth, or if not all of it, at least a portion of it, trying to time when the best time it would be for you to jump back in. So I want you to keep this situation in mind. Because even with all the news that we're hearing right now about the fact that we're in a bear market, when I went back and looked at the numbers, as of right now, like right when I'm recording this, the stock market is up 12% from those highs of February 2020, and it's up 69.6% from March of 2020. So this means if you've been consistently investing over the years, you're fine. It's only when we panic and sell things that we lose money. Okay, so just keep that in mind. And you may be wondering, you know, hey, we're in this bear market right now. When will the stock market recover? And the answer is, I don't know. You know, no one knows. If someone tells you they know when it's going to end, they're lying to you. They don't know. We cannot predict the future. So if you plan to enter into this world of investing, which really is one of the best ways we have to grow wealth for the future, that's the current situation. This is our best option to grow those savings and make them work harder for us than we could ever make them work inside of a savings account. All of this just comes with the territory, the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows. It's just part of investing. You just have to, as much as you can, and I know it's hard, pull your emotions out of these decisions and stick to your plan, which is to be a long-term investor, to invest consistently each and every month throughout your working career. So that way you can have enough to enjoy retirement. But if you do have questions for me, not related to predicting the future, please send them in. You can reach out to me on Instagram. Just look for Popcorn Finance Podcast or look for Popcorn Finance on TikTok. I've been putting more stuff together over there and I've been trying to stay true to my word and put out consistent videos over on YouTube. So you can click the link in the show notes or just go to YouTube and look for Popcorn Finance and you'll find me there. As always, I appreciate you joining me here for yet another bag of popcorn. Hope you have an amazing rest of your week and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, boy, keep it popping like Mary Poppins.